Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's 6:20. Good morning. Rock with you here. I'm all by myself. All by myself. Don't want to do the morning show. All by myself. All right, that's enough of me singing. I apologize. Anyway, Hunter is out this morning, but don't worry. I can handle sports, even though Hunter's gone. Let's do it right now.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
And as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud and Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light this season while watching your favorite team. All right. I am not going to go through the full rundown of sports, okay? Because I just want to talk about football. It's a big weekend for football. Notably, in college football, big game between number 8 Wisconsin, number 2 Ohio State. I thought Wisconsin was going to get it. I think collectively the sports world wanted Ohio State to lose. Minus people in Ohio or people who attended Ohio State wanted Ohio State to lose. Let's be honest, nobody likes Ohio State except for people that go to Ohio State. Thought the Badgers were going to get it done. Unfortunately, Ohio State is just so damn good. Ended up coming back 34-21 over top the Badgers on Saturday. That's your college football action. NFL, oh my God, what a weekend for football. Some big upsets, some crazy finishes. And most notably, the Ravens beating the Bills 24-17. Bills actually had a really good showing. I'm surprised it was that close because the Ravens seem to be almost unstoppable now at this point. Almost unstoppable. Packers had a close one. Shouldn't have been that close against the Redskins 20-15 there at Lambeau. Let's see. The Browns beating the Bengals. That happened. Jets barely squeaking one by on the Dolphins. 22-21 on that one. Falcons absolutely embarrassed the Panthers. The Panthers are just a shell of themselves. They got rid of their coach. He's gone. And Cam Newton is just, ugh. So there you go. You have that happening. Another close game last night between the Chiefs and the Patriots. Oh, my God. That was a great game. Honestly, I think it showed a lot of the Patriots. Hunter's not here to defend his team because he loves the Patriots so much, but we're actually seeing what happens when the Patriots have to play a good team. Everyone forgets that the first 9 games of the season for them were a cakewalk, and of course they have such a great record because they haven't had to play anybody hard. But then when they play someone hard, yeah, they're still a good team. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to get up on my soapbox too much. But the Chiefs worked them, man. And the Chiefs kind of shot themselves in the foot. It should have been way more of a blowout than what it actually turned out to be. But Chiefs pulled one out, beat the Patriots 23-16. Awesome, awesome game. And lastly, I think the one that most people are talking about that was unbelievable, start to finish, the Saints and the 49ers, 48-46. I believe there was 12 touchdowns in that game and 10 of them were thrown. That's insane. It's absolutely insane. It's just some ridiculous numbers. I was hoping the Saints would pull one out against the 49ers because it's the 49ers. To see that high scoring of a game, defenses, I just weren't showing up. Of course, you got Drew Brees on one side. I'm not going to give Garoppolo any credit. I'm still not doing it because it's Jimmy Garoppolo. And I refuse to say he's an elite quarterback in this league, okay? I'm not going to do it. I don't care that they won. It's not because of Jimmy Garoppolo. There, I've said it. That's it. Anyway, big win for the 49ers there. Tonight, the Giants taking on the Eagles in a game that no one cares about. All right, that's your sports. We'll be back.
Sports on the only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. This song doesn't get you amped. I don't know what will. Should add this into rotation. 7:25, good morning. Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show. Sorry to stretch it up. Anyway. We got your Henry's Hamburgers topic of the day coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do some sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
And of course, as always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud and Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light this season while watching your favorite teams. And hell, we'll talk about them right on here. Let's start with just a little bit of basketball action yesterday. The Bulls fell to the Heat 110-105. There's some other games now, but nothing really important. The Lakers scored 142 points, beat the Timberwolves 142-125. Good Lord. Today, the Clippers taking on the Pacers at 7, and the Pistons taking on the Pelicans at 8 o'clock. Across the lake, Bucks taking on the Magic at 8 p.m. as well. All right, that's enough NBA. Let's talk about NFL. Big, big games this past weekend. Honestly, some upsets across the league. Tonight, you do have the Eagles taking on the Giants, so we'll talk about that tomorrow. But let's talk about yesterday. Falcons absolutely destroyed the Panthers 40-20. Panthers, complete disarray at this point. Dolphins had a close one with the Jets, losing, though, 22-21. Browns beat the Bengals, no surprise there. The Bengals, the worst team by far in the league. They got so bad that we forgot that they were still in the league because everyone was talking about the Jets and the Redskins and the Dolphins and the Redskins and everything like that. And we forgot, oh, God, Cincinnati has a team, and they're just horrible. They're absolutely abysmal. Packers beat the Redskins 20-15, a little bit closer game than I thought. Big surprise, Bills almost beating the Ravens 24-17 on that game. Vikings beat the Lions. I kind of saw that one coming 20-7. Thought it'd be a little bit more of a blowout. Last night, or afternoon, Chiefs beating the Patriots 23-16. Tom Brady having a hell of a time against that Chiefs defense. Honestly, Chiefs kind of handled them. Minus a couple times when they shot themselves in the foot, I think it would have been an even higher score for the Chiefs. They had a blocked punt in there and then that one turnover, that other turnover. Besides that, Chiefs did damn good, man. Did damn good. And then, of course, everyone's talking about the 49ers. Saints, pretty much the game of the weekend. 49ers beating the Saints 48-46 in New Orleans. Really hoping for the Saints to pull one out because I am sick of hearing about the 49ers and I'm sick of hearing about Jimmy Garoppolo. It's Jimmy Garoppolo. For God's sakes, what is happening? What kind of world are we living in when the best team in the league is the 49ers led by Jimmy Garoppolo? What? Anyway, tonight, like I said, the Eagles and the Giants going at it at 8:15. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. We'll be back.